Two Israelis and two Palestinians died today in the West Bank as violence in the Middle East began to heat up again. A Palestinian gunman was also killed after wounding several Israelis at a bus stop in the north of Jerusalem. The renewed violence came as Israeli tanks pulled out of the West Bank city of Ramallah, where Yasser Arafat remains confined. Israel says he's now free to leave his compound. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The day began with Palestinian deaths. A man was shot and killed by soldiers while taking his pregnant wife to a Nablus hospital. She was hit but survived to give birth to a daughter. A Palestinian woman was also shot and killed by troops near Tulkarm. The army said she was threatening the soldiers with a knife. The Israeli deaths came hours later. Two settlers were killed in a Palestinian drive-by shooting south of Bethlehem. Also hit in the stomach, a pregnant Israeli woman, who also survived and gave birth soon after to a healthy baby girl. Soon after, a Palestinian gunman opened fire at a bus stop in a settlement that Israel regards as part of Jerusalem. Several Israelis were injured before police shot the attacker. The fresh violence came after Israeli tanks withdrew from Ramallah. Despite the pullout, Yasser Arafat is still not permitted to leave the city. The checkpoints between Jerusalem and Ramallah remained as difficult as ever, forcing Palestinians to either wait for hours in their cars or take a long detour by foot over a hill and around the checkpoint, still within firing range of the Israeli soldiers. Nizar Abu Zuluf pushes a loaded handcart along the rocky path. His job is to supply pharmacies in Ramallah with medicine. A young boy scrambles along behind, picking up the packages that slide off as the cart lurches forward. Zuluf says one trip now takes 6 hours, and far fewer drugs are getting delivered.
I think that we are the only drugstore that can come in, because I have a friend that is living in Ramallah. They are running out of drugs, because just we are the only drugstore that can come into Ramallah.
At Yasser Arafat's compound, the tanks are gone and road crews have been working to reopen streets choked with mud and concrete barriers by the Israeli soldiers during their 2-month encirclement of the Palestinian leader. Today was the first day Taizir Mosleh and his family were allowed back into their home, across the street from Arafat's compound. He says 33 days ago, Israeli soldiers ordered the 14 of them out because they wanted it for military purposes. Mosleh opens the door to reveal what he found when he returned. Windows were broken, doors damaged, the kitchen floor was a pool of standing water and mud. Sandbags had leaked all over the house. A copy of the Quran was ripped off the wall.
I don't know what to do. For 47 years I saved money to buy this place, and now they've destroyed it. It will need a complete renovation before I can bring my children back here.
Israel says the pullout should be seen as a positive gesture that the Palestinians should respond to. But European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana says keeping Arafat stuck in Ramallah is wrong.
I think that Arafat should have freedom of movement, a total freedom of movement. I don't think it's a wise decision to give the situation of half freedom of movement. He has to have full freedom of movement.
But Israel says Arafat will not travel until he complies with its full list of demands. That list now includes the extradition of Palestinians suspected in the killing of an Israeli cabinet minister last fall. Palestinian officials say that extradition will never happen. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.